Now the Mishnah says in the Flamadalad, Oshem Toli Yisrael. Let's say you brought a korban Oshem Toli, and then you shecht it. But before you made this rikas dam, you found out that you did not do a chet. So it comes out now it was like brought for nothing. Therefore, din is Yisrael. We have you do I know ye cover the din is you just have to bury it. It's not toin Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be a chatas oif habol a sofik? If you have yoledes, a sofik, what you gave birth to, so a special halacha, you could bring a chatas oif even on a sofik. So the halacha is tisarv though. Like shakotchim sulim, you have to burn them. Lamaisa, you can't eat it, because it's a sofik, maybe she's not mechuyif, and then the malik makes it into an avelo. So the halacha is ben yisofik kotchim, you have to burn it. Rabbi Yudis says no, yatilenu liyoma. If you don't just take and throw it into this little spring of water that's going through in the Beis Hamikdash, and the time of you there is brought down to Raskanim, Pasuk says v'sarafta es hanoisa v'eishki kodeshu, and if you the dashins noises v'sreifa and not chate soifa yoshim toli v'sreifa, so special lima than his last two alochis that if you don't and not turn sreifa, they only turn like furo to get rid of them. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol anisrof, anything that's mechuyev sreifa, lo yikbor. You're not supposed to bury it, because there's a mitzvah to burn it. Don't just unbury it. And kol anikbor, anything that's supposed to be buried, is also the chumra not to burn it lo yisorfu. That's exactly the galoch, because if it's min anikborim, it's the loss of hano. If you burn it, people think it's min anisrofim, and usually min anisrofim becomes mutar b'hano after the sreifa. But here, since it's not toyin sreifa, it does not become mutar b'hano. So therefore, the din is." Do not burn it. Rav Yudah says, no, if you want to be makra upon yourself, even though it's enough just to bury it, that if you want to burn what's supposed to be buried, Rasha, you're allowed to. He doesn't make this gzer to say people think it's mutabano. Or Mullah, the Chum said back, to Rav Yudah, no, and the mutlashan is not allowed to change around, as this gzer with the galocha. That people see you burn it, they'll think Lamais it's muta bano after you burn it. Really, it's a loss of bano. Therefore, we do not want you to burn it. Now the Gemara says, "Sayer nazir." The Gemara says, "Sayer hanazir yikover." The hearer of a nazir, the Mishnah says, "It's also bano. You just have to bury it." Rami le tovid Rav Nachman. Tovid es kashat Rav Nachman. Tanan we learn like this: "Sayer hanazir." The hearer of a nazir yikover. You have to bury it. So Utanan will Uriminu have a question. It says Ha'orig Molly Hasit. If somebody weaves in his beged a length of a thread, mitzema bechor, where they use the wool of a bechor, the beged in the clothing, yidluk, you have to burn the beged, you have to burn the cloth. Since the bechor is also bano, it's kochemu. So therefore, you have to burn the so beged, and we'll soon see why it's not bought the beroif. What about Miseir Hanozir? You take the hair from a nozir, or petach hamor, the sack you take the hair, the petach hamor, make a sack out of it, is yidlik a sack, you have to burn it. So here you see, the hair of a nozir is toin sreifa, not like our Mishnah, it says it's only toin kfura. So my answer is, oh, malay, kan be nozik tome, kan be nozik tor. Our Mishnah is talking about a nozik tome, when you cut his hair, there's no mitzvah to burn the hair. But the Bryce is talking about a nozik tor, the other Torah says it's supposed to take his hair and burn it. The Torah says, punasat valesh, that's by Sayin Nozir, that's by Sayin Nozir Tohor. But by Tomei doesn't say, Salmish is talking about a Nozir Tomei, and the Bereisi is talking about a Nozir Tohor. Omelet is said back to Malkei, Shon is Nozir and Nozir. He answered the question is clear on Nozir and Nozir. But Petach Amor, Kasha, still a Kasha, Petach Amor, Petach Amor. So the Rosh Hashanah kept quiet, he didn't answer. Flo Yomelet, Flo Midi, he didn't answer anything. Omle said back to Midi Shmila Chobo, did you hear anything about this? About Petach Hamor, is it Toyin Sreifa or is it Toyin Kfura? Our Mishnah says only Kfura, and here it says Sreifa. Omle said back to him, yes, Hoch Yomer Rosheisha, this is what Rosheisha said, that Kan Besak, Kan Besayer. One is talking about a sack, and one is talking about no, Sire the hair. Rashi said like this, Kan Besak, Hodik Ton Yidlik, you should burn it. Hainu Shorik, Sire Nozir, you wove the hair of the Nozir, who petach amor besak into a sack. Here, dear, you can tell me just to be covered, just to bury it, people come to have a no from it, since it doesn't disintegrate, so first it stays for a long time, so you have to be afraid people dig it up and use it, so therefore the din is you have to burn it. Ma Shane Kane, Kan Besire, that's what the Mishnah says, you could just bury it, it's talking about regular hair, that you did not make it into a sack, so therefore it's not that thick and hard. Therefore, we're not afraid you'll dig it up and use it. It menamu Yosef learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Kan besar. One is talking about a sack that's very hard. There we're afraid you come to have enough from it later. And kan besar, we're not afraid you'll have enough. Here you can just bury it. Rabbi Lozer Omer, kan benozit tor, kan benozit tom. Like we said before, that a nozit tor, they're supposed to burn the hair. Kan benozit tom, you don't have to burn the hair. Omalais, he asked the question, no matter what, Ulevatel sak beruba, if you put some of the hair into a sack, why don't I say it's bota beroi? It's not like a nisa klayim. Buy a nisa klayim, it said that's the okesh of the klayim, that the tarub becomes also. But here it's not a shal of klayim, it's a shal of stam. This sar is also, so when you sew it into the rest of the beged, it should be bota on the beged. So Morin says, Omarapopa bitsipurta. We're talking about now, you wove it into a design there, so the design is like choshev, it's not bottle. True, it's a kashev, we made it into a design, so because of the design, you can tell it's there, you can see it's not bottle. Elamai, even in the design also, there's other hairs there. But since it's part of the design, that's a double choshev, therefore it's not bottle. Fredding Morris still, sipurta lishlofinu, just pull out then, pull out the hairs that make this design, and the rest of the beggar will be bottle, become muta. Or maybe hear me, I'll tell you, man, Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom that he says, that if you want to bury it, if you want to burn it, you're allowed to. Even though it's been on a srofim, it's been on the geborim. If you want, you're allowed to burn it. Omulet, he said back, what kind of answer is this? We're talking about now, the question is, why isn't the bottle bereif? Ah, you tell me they made a design out of it. So the question is now, pull out that design. Fiat mukmas lo Rabbi Yehuda, and he comes with the answer like Rabbi Yehuda, what's it doing with Rabbi Yehuda? Here the question is, it should be muta b'ano. So my answer is, hochi kamina, this is what I meant to say. Im efshel lishlafinu mutav, if you could pull the whole thing out, very good. But im lav, if you can't pull out the whole thing, then ukum a Rabbi Yehuda. The yom Rabbi Yehuda holds, im rotzal achmo latzmo lisarif as nekbor mishoi. You can't pull out the whole thing well, that's why it's the loss of b'ano. Because the mighty can't get all the yisra out. Either the steer is, one place our Mishnah said just have to bury it, and here it says he could burn it. So Teretz said not that you have to burn it, just it goes according to a beauty sheet that holds that we hold the nigaborim. If you want to, you have the right to burn it. Then the Mishnah says be'elohan and hanesrof into the things that are in sreifa. Oh, mama, what we just said before, chometz bepesach yisar. Chometz you have to burn. So Mora says tam lo tanak a beauty, tam tanak a beauty sheet. The Yom Rabbeud holds ain't beer chometz el sreifa, and Echnam he holds ain't beer chometz el sreifa. You throw in sreifa. That's what Amish just says, Chometz is minan esrofim, it's only out from Leitzer, it's Torin Sreifa. Truma Temeya Ba'orlo, it's more so like Ketzer, what does the Mishnah say Ba'orlo, what's fit to eat? Oichlan Bisreifa, something that's Oichlan's food, you should burn. Mashkin, it's not Shaykh to burn, that's before it's enough to bury it. Chat is Soif, but it's tiny love of this, Omer Rav Yehuda, Chat is Soif, Habor, the Sofik, Yatlen Liyama. You have a chat is safe, that the loch was there, it could come even misophic. You don't have to burn it. Just throw it into the alma, the stream of water that goes through the Beis Hamikdash. Or manat can cut it up, a raver into pieces. Verzorkin liyamas, and throw it into the yama. Or mezgalgalin, it rolls down, lochum goes out the nacha kitron. Because it's not toin srape, it's not job like minan gborim to get rid of it. This is a good enough way to get rid of it. Then the Mishnah says, kolan gborim lo yisorfu. Something that's toin kfura. The din is you're not supposed to burn it, even with the rabbon, you're not supposed to. My time, what's the reason? Mishum de nigaborim ofren osa. That's the loch, it's something that's osa b'hano. If the din is you're supposed to bury it, so even after you bury it, it still remains osa b'hano. Mashenkin v'nisrofim, if the mitzvah is to burn it, that's the cloud that kivin shenasa mitzvason, is the isis polka becomes muta b'hano, is ofren muta. The yefer, after you burn it, the ishis become muta b'hano. Therefore, you should not burn the nikborim because people think it becomes muta b'ano. It really does not. Now the Gemara says that true. V'nikborim, no, for us is true what he's saying. The things are supposed to just be buried. After it becomes into ashes, it's a loss of b'ano. For a tiny, we don't like this. The dam hanidah, the dam itself, it's also b'ano. Or boser ha'meis shenifrichu became very dried out. The mamish crumpled into pieces. Torim becomes torim. So my love, torim umu torim. You see, this just a minan nikborim. And the tumma goes off, becomes muta banor also. So where it says, loy, tarim v'yasurim, just means the yisra tumma goes off it. But it could be it's the loss of banor. Because there's only minan ekborim, so the yisra no never goes off it. Mosir v'apinchas, remember I asked a question like this, Mosir v'apinchas. It says, oyla soif, shenismat sadomom, on oyla soif, after you made this rikas adam, you spritz the dam on it. on the Mizbeach. The din is marosav and it's also the insides and the feathers of it, shalom, is yotzim and deimilu. There's no wisdom miller on it anymore. So my love isn't aloha that yotzim and deimilu matorim, there's no wisdom hanor either. Even though it's only like minanik borum over here. So still you see, the issa goes off it. Rashi session is matzah domamin shenasi did the mitzvosoi. Is marov and it's also shalom nikborum ninu. The amina perakama the yuma. Moirov and it's also the insides and the feathers of it. Vedishna mizbecha pnimi. It's supposed to bury in its own place. So the Avimina was, it's muta bano, Rashi says, the Avimina was to dig it up and to use it. So Mursa's law, it's only yotzim de mila, but it's still also bano. Now the Mursa's question, v'nisrofim de hegdish, offering muta, is it true what you said that once you burn the kodshim, when he has the mitzvah sreifa, the yesh has become muta, by v'tani, we're not like this. Kol ha'nisrofim, anything is supposed to burn, offering muta, the yesh for the yesh is overtaken as muta bano. Chutz excluding meyefer ashera v'yefer the hegdish liyolam, and the yefer of hegdish is always also. So luchur etakash here tzvash. Even after you burn kochim, the yefer of the yeshes is still also bano. Not like we're saying kol nesraf is muta. So that's the lashon of here. Chutz meyefer ashera v'yefer the hegdish liyolam also. It's always also. So first of all, the Gemara asked the side question: Omarav who the loy kamarav lu? V'toni, how come they don't put the two halachas together of Ate Asher and Hegdish? Mishum the Asher yesh lo betela, because the Isser hano of the Ate Asher, the Avoy Dezora, is not forever. If the Goy himself will be mevatlit, the Bittel makes that the Isser goes off. But the Gechavim Kozman belongs to a Goy. If he's mevatlit, breaks it, the Isser now goes off it. But Hegdish, man Shengel, belongs to Hegdish. Ein lo betela lomis, it never becomes muta bano. Even after you burn it, it always remains also bano. Therefore, it says like two separate cases. It's a question, Miu. It says clearly, that the yeshes of Hegdish is always also. So it's a stira. Here we're saying, Kolanis Rafim is muta, because Nasa mitzvason, it becomes muta bano. And here it says, even after you burn the kochim, the yeshes are still also bano. So, Mirin Tazami, Rabbi Bachomel, Kogoin, the Nofla Deleka, the Yatsai Hegdish, me Alehom. We're talking about right now here that this kodshim got burned by itself, that a fire stam got caught onto the wood, and the fire burnt up the wood. So here the case is, the kivon de lo yadia man, lehevi inish de limol, since we don't know any person that did it, so therefore there's no issa mila, the leifik or from the chulim, that the ashes go out lechulim, therefore the issa hegdish doesn't go off it. That we say, when you burn hegdish, the pshat is the reason why. It becomes muta bano, because if you burn it, biyadayim, the pshat is like there's nissa mila on it, and through the issa mila, the issa hegdish goes off it. So once the issa hegdish goes off it, then the issa anor also goes off it. But over here, since the issa mila does not go off it, there's no issa mila here, therefore the dusha still remains. The Rashi says, inish the limol. The hedlik adam, if a person would burn it here, more will be over this the mila hamasa, the one that burned it. Therefore, v'nofekei for the chulin. V'hanach Rashi said the tunin treifa, something that needs treifa, b'loy, even without this the mila, yosach from the chulin. Why the klisha kdusha sayu? If the kdusha is more kal, v'nifslo became posel, so the psula amagdosha menachnami. Over there, the pshat is when you burn it, the issa goes off it. That we say here, Eifer Hegdish is also, in some ways, no Issa Mila. Then no person was Moil, no Atze Hegdish. That there was no Psul in the Atze Hegdish. So, look, it's like this. If we have, like before, the Psul Hamagdoshim Kachem that became Psul, see, the Kedusha is very calm. Therefore, there we say, if you burn it, even without an Issa Mila, the Kedusha goes off. But we have Atze Hegdish that has a strong Kedusha on it, so the only time we'll go out the Issa, if somebody burns and has a no from it, so it'll be an Issa Mila. But in a case where the fire comes by itself, there's no person that's small, he doesn't have hanof from it, it's not yosel chulin. So then the yis hegdish remains the yerlam. The word says now, Rav Shemayim says, Kitan Yehomastis, the one who learned this bryce that it says that the yerlam also, betruma sadeshin time, it goes on the parasha of truma sadeshin. The yerlam also, it always remains also, even though you burnt the yeshes. Still, on the Mizbech, remains also bano, the Trumas Adeshin. Why? The Tani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'somu means banachas, put it there quite peacefully. V'somu kuloi, all the issues. And V'somu shlo your father, don't spread it out. So Rashi says, "V'somu eitzam is beach v'somu kulei v'chiv when the toin gnis. Since you have to bury it, it remains osa bano. See, even though usually the klali is kolan esrofim becomes muta bano, but over here it's a special gzeras akosiv by the truma sadeshin. That means what was burnt on the mizbech, we take off the truma." Rashi says, "Kitanya hid yefeg b'shoser b'mole koymit shodeshin. You take the handful of the deshin kamar shakoyin torim b'chol yerim. That's an avoid every single day in Shacharis. The kohen has to take a handful of the yeshes off the mizbech. The Nosan Torah says, take that handful of a mole koymit of yeshes and put it eitzla mizbech. But the Gemara says in Yuma, and there it's a special gzeras akosiv. The some might put it there, mean to say you can't use it. It still remains osa b'no." So here it's a special locho by a truma sadeshin. But all other nisrofim, the klal is, when you make the mitzvah sreifa, the yisa goes off it. Like Taisa says, nisrofim mutarim, v'nichi gasinu nisrofim offerin mutar, v'chein gasinu mitzvah svarim, v'yesh liyashu di'alimto, yinoktu, eifer hegdish, hogem astishin. But that's the klal, that kola nisrofim, the yofim becomes mutar. The terat is, since you do the mitzvahsin with it, once you do the mitzvah, again, like the Issa or the Kedusha was only there until you do the mitzvah. But once it comes as man, you did the mitzvah, then the Kedusha and the Issa is poka. So kolan esrofim is muta bano, but kolan egeborim, since there's no mitzvah doing the chayfetz, that still remains osa bano. So as Pshat HaTanakam before, that things are supposed to be buried, there's a special din with the Rabbonin not to burn it. So you should not come to think it becomes muta bano if you burnt it. Alright, we'll stop here.